Hello.
Hector?
Hi.
Hi, Hector. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing so good. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. To be clear, the business name is Prime Pro Painters, right?
That's correct.
Perfect. So Sean asked me to reach out to you regarding possibly upgrading the account with the Google Guarantee option that's available to you.
Right.
What do you know about Google Guarantee?
Well, he mentioned a little bit. I think it's a paper lead.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't sure about the requirements, and that's
mm-hmm.
a good question. And I understand that the paper lead is more quality, you know,
mm-hmm.
Kind of lead.
Yes, exactly. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to tell you exactly what the cost is, and I've got everything figured up, and it is a better qualified lead. So have you ever tried anything through Angie's or Home Advisor, Thumbtack, any of those?
Yes, I did. Both
and,
of them, I said.
And did you like it? What was your experience?
You know, Angie wasn't too bad.
Okay.
But I am very good on numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Even I have a painting business, but I have an engineering background.
Yay.
So I tried to look at this business a little more in professional type.
Yeah.
And make it grow.
Financially.
And then I was,
mm-hmm.
exactly. And I was kind of into the numbers coefficient I just lead one.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, exactly, I told them many times that, but they didn't like that.
Mm.
So basically,
I bet they didn't.
Yeah. They didn't like that because
at all.
They don't want customers that they know what they're doing. They want customers
exactly. No, they don't want you to be smart at all. They want you to be
They want you just to open your wallet and let them take whatever they want.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
Didn't fly with me. So I actually given the statistics how efficient they are, and they hated it. So
okay.
I stopped working with them for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, but out of the trio ones, Home Advisor, Angie's Lead, which is the same, I believe.
Mm-hmm. It
but
is.
For some reason, they're still working as a separate,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's still the same company.
Right.
And Thumbtack, Angie's Lead was the best.
Okay.
It's a lot
I usually hear the reverse. I usually hear that Thumbtack is the best. So
really?
I'm glad to hear that.
Well,
yeah.
Thumbtack is more like a direct. They
uh-huh.
charge you only for the leads that supposedly the people answer, and that's a good part.
Right.
That's a good thing. But they give you a lot of stuff that doesn't belong to you. Like, I'm a painter. They
mm-hmm.
send you stuff that I install in gazebo or,
mm-hmm.
you know, changing floors and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, wow, I don't do all this. Why they
mm-hmm.
give me all this? So I have to ignore all that. So basically, you have to go for a lot of, they said requests because they...
Mm-hmm.
So for you to click I'm interested, and
mm-hmm.
if the customer answers you back, and then you get charged.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get charged right away, right then that day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
mm-hmm.
okay. You don't want that account to build up, and at the end of the month, you don't have enough money to pay, right?
Right.
Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I just lead, it was giving me 20 leads. Of
mm-hmm.
the 20 leads forward, really, for painters, and the one I really can work with.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put it back. Out of the 20 leads, 10 were really for painters, but they only answered back to me 4,
mm-hmm.
and then out of those 4, I got a job. So
mm-hmm.
the efficiency is very little.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
I understand.
It's a 5%. That was pretty bad, so I didn't have a really great experience with them.
Okay. All right, well, I think you're really going to like this, especially being the type of numbers guy that you are and having a strong understanding of everything. And the reason that I referenced those two type of programs, Hector, isn't because it's exactly like that, but so you can understand the difference, okay? And it sounds to me like you have a very strong understanding, so I'm going to jump right into how this works, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
The upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get the company Google Guarantee certified and background checked. Now, are you the only person who's going out on behalf of your company that is making face-to-face estimates and appointments with the client?
That's right.
Okay. Then you're the only one that has to go onto the application. With the application, do you have business license and insurance?
Yes.
Do you have tax ID, EIN number?
Yes.
Social Security?
Yes.
And can you pass a background check?
Yes, I haven't killed nobody lately.
Lately. Well, as long as it wasn't in the last 7 years, you know, that's all they really care about.
That was before that. Don't worry about it.
Okay, I won't worry about it. Okay, so the way it works is like this. The upfront cost is the one-time $250 application fee. Your cost per lead is $42.67, and Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads. That would be a cost of $557. So I'm going to explain to you exactly how it works. So you pay the $250 application fee, and we send you the application. We walk you through the application, very easy to navigate, extremely easy to use. It's about 10 minutes worth of work. You submit the application to us. We go ahead, we verify it, and we get the background check started. Now, the maximum amount of time that it takes to get the application completely approved is 4 to 8 weeks. I've seen it happen in as little as 4 days. So it really depends on how quickly you get the application back to us if you want the leads to start quickly. Once your Google guarantee approved, now what the guarantee is giving you is it's giving you the most elite and sought after section on the first page of Google, which is at the very top of the page. When somebody punches in Painter, your company is going to come up, and it's going to come up under the handyman vertical. Now, I want to be clear because you mentioned a couple of things about receiving unqualified leads. I consider a lead unqualified if it's not in the vertical that you're requesting, which is a category. The vertical that Painter falls under is handyman. Now, you may not be offering any other services within the handyman vertical, and that is fine. You don't have to. If painting is the main category for you, and say you want to also get drywall leads, then we can tailor it. You will not get calls for the services that you do not provide, and if you do, you do not pay. And how they ensure that is because all the calls are recorded. So you're familiar with Angie's and Thumbtack, how you get the lead, I'm doing air quotes, you get the lead comes in to you via text or email or their app, and then you have to call the lead, and you have to chase the person down, right?
Right.
It's not like that here. Google, we verify your company, and what Google does is they guarantee the general public that you are a quality service provider. If anybody looks in the guaranteed section on Google, what it says for Google guarantee is get it done right or Google pays you back. So what Google is doing is they're vetting yourself and your company as the business owner, and then from there, they're going ahead and they're saying like, hey, we back this company and get it done right or Google will pay you back for the lifetime of the service that has been provided. Up to $2,000 worth of insurance per client. Now, we both know that $2,000 isn't all that great in the event that somebody needs an insurance payout. However, it is what the guarantee is coming directly from Google to the public. And I have not seen anybody have to use it yet. So that's really good news. Now, what they're guaranteeing you is qualified leads. You'll show up at the very top of the page in the Google guarantee section with the green check mark next to your name. Once the account is set up and you're completely approved, we turn the minimum monthly budget of the $557 will be charged once we've confirmed with you that it's time to charge it, and we turn the leads on. The leads will begin coming into you at approximately 3 leads a week for 13 leads in the month. Now, this is an idle platform. You can increase or decrease that. The idle runs at 3 leads a week. So, Hector, if you take on the first couple of leads and you want to increase the lead flow, you call in, you say, increase the lead flow. I want 6 leads in a week or 8 leads in a week. Then they increase the lead flow to exhaust the budget. Once the budget's exhausted, then we contact you to reload the budget. The latter is also true. Say you take on the first couple of leads and now you're booked for 2 weeks. You know you're not going to be able to take on any more leads. You can pause the campaign. Say you go on vacation, you pause the campaign. Say you're sick and you need to pause the campaign. For whatever reason you want to pause the campaign, when you pause the campaign pauses financially where it's at. So if it pauses with $400 left in the budget, then that's where it pauses. There is no automatic monthly charge for the Google Guarantee package, okay? Only once the budget has been exhausted will they contact you to re-up the budget. Now, as far as what Google considers a qualified lead, the criteria is very specific. If the client calls you and they request the estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, that is considered a qualified lead. If you call the client and you set face-to-face appointment with the client to give estimate face-to-face, that is considered a qualified lead. All other instances are not considered qualified leads. So if somebody is calling you to get a job with your company, not a qualified lead. If they're asking for a service that you don't provide, that is not listed on your service profile, and you decline the job, you are not charged for the lead. If they ask for a service outside of your service radius that isn't listed on your service profile and you decline the job, you are not charged, unqualified lead. If it's a spam or robocall or a sales call, all of those are considered unqualified. Now, the difference, main difference between Angie's and Google is the fact that Google assigns you a specific call tracking phone number to your company and all Google Guarantee leads go through that phone number. So all those calls are recorded word for word and AI is listening. So when those clients reach out to you, Hector, you're going to know because it says on the caller ID that it's a Google Guarantee LSA, local service ad lead. And it also says so right before you pick up the phone. So you know for a fact that it's a live human on the other end of the phone. Additionally, that it is a lead for Google Guarantee. Okay?
So basically the client's going to call me.
Correct.
I don't have to call the client.
Correct.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah. And
many times you get the lead, mm-hmm. you call and nobody answers.
Nobody answers. Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you are on the phone with the client and it's one of those situations that's not considered qualified, you're not charged for that lead. Now, if for some reason it slipped through the cracks, then you'd simply call us and we dispute it with Google on your behalf. No problem.
Okay. And I hear that you say for leads about $40 around there. Exactly.
Your cost per lead is $42.67. So that cost per lead does not go up. Google hasn't changed their pricing since 2018. They haven't changed their pricing on the cost per lead. If for some reason the cost per lead were to increase in your area, we would let you know before we charge the minimum monthly budget. So the upfront cost is the $250 application fee, and then once your Google Guarantee approved, we're going to contact you, Hector, and we're going to tell you, okay, we are now ready to set the minimum monthly budget, and that's when we're going to ask you to pay the $557 for the 13 leads to start the program.
Ahead, before the leads started, right?
Correct.
Great, great. So it doesn't matter if the job is painting one room or painting the entire house, the lead goes the same.
Correct.
I see. Okay, that's fair. And another question is, when you give me that lead, you give that lead just to me or you give that lead to more than one person?
We're not giving the lead. The lead is exclusive because the client has chosen you.
Got it.
It's not coming through local Splash. It's going directly to you because they see your profile. And that's the other thing is we're going to help to get those 5-star reviews. We want to crank up those 5-star reviews so that your clients see that you're, you know what I mean? You're the best of the best. You're the most fantastic. And I can tell you you have a great personality. So you're probably really good once you're in front of the client, huh?
Oh yeah, I mean,
I
get from the client.
Let
me put it this way: at the beginning, when I was working for Angie's List, didn't know how it works. I was very ignorant. So it was a couple of weeks that every lead I received, I accepted. So I sent like 60 of them.
Gosh, it was expensive, huh?
It was at least for $20 or at least for $150 each. So at the end of the month, my bill was like almost $5,000.
Holy cow.
But I got to people's faces like, I don't know, a lot of them. And I didn't really take care of all the leads because some of them I didn't call back. Mm-hmm. I didn't know I was going to get charged for each one.
Right.
So I called probably back half of them.
Uh-huh.
Half of them, I met half of those.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it this way. It was like a 60 leads. I called 30. Out of the 30, I met 15. Out of the 15, I closed the sales in 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's great.
So I'm really good glossing because I have a lot of experience. People can see my that I have a lot of experience in the business. They
and
see
passion.
Me as a professional because it doesn't show up a guy with sandals, you know.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And then, you know, I show up with my polo, with my, you know, my...
Right.
You know, blue
nice,
polo.
Right. A nice
know,
representation
you know,
of your company.
Exactly. And then when they ask me questions, I know everything they need to know, and then they're really comfortable hiring me.
Yes.
Even my price is not the cheapest one.
Right.
But
they
know
quality.
They get quality service.
Mm-hmm.
They
yep.
get full-time service, a full service. You know,
yes.
they don't have to be walking around and
double-checking everything around every corner,
yeah.
watching your guys, all the things, right?
I show up every day, and I make sure everything is done as promised, you know.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, I have a pretty close rate if I get to, from the people. My frustration with the other company is that they didn't get me in front of the people, but they charged me for it. And then I was very frustrated, you know.
Right. Well,
yeah.
this is going to put you in front of the people. I really think that you're going to love this, Hector. You want to give it a shot?
I want to give it a shot, but I am ready to do that right now or not yet?
Yeah,
because
you know, you're absolutely ready. Everything
oh, really?
Should go with your Google listing. Yeah, so all
okay.
I need is your permission to charge the $250 application fee. Once I charge that, I'm going to send you the application and you're going to fill it out. And then from there, I'll schedule your client interview with the technician to go over the application and we can go ahead and get it going.
Before we do that, let me ask you. I don't know. Probably I don't talk to you about that. My license is under HBD painting. I've been HBD painting over 25 years.
Uh-huh.
20 years.
The license
years.
Isn't required. I looked up the requirements. The only thing that's required for your industry in your area is a background check. So if you have the license in your name and you wanted to upload it, cool. If you don't, no big deal. If you have the insurance
in your
name. I
have my license on my name.
Right.
I have my license on my name. I'm just changing business name right now. From
HBD
Painting, that's on the license, all interchanging Prime Pro Painters right now, which sounds a little more commercial.
It does sound very professional, and I like both names, but I'm telling you this, that it's not required for your area. So if you have it, that's fantastic, but if you don't, in Pro Painter business name, then don't put it.
What do you mean?
Okay. Do you have the license? You have the license for H. Barrera, right?
H. Barrera's Painting, yes.
Barrera's Painting, right? But the business name, you officially changed it to Prime Pro Painters, right?
Right.
So, most of the time, for most of the verticals in Google Guarantee, it is required for license and insurance. For your vertical in your area, it is not a requirement.
Really?
I look.
It's not California?
No, it is California. It's only certain areas. So for what you're offering for Handyman, it's not required. So if you have it, in this business name, that's great. We'll put it on there. But if you don't, it's not going to hurt you or disqualify you.
Okay, and then what business name should I use? The one is under my license or the new one?
Whichever one. So is the insurance under the license as well? I mean, is the insurance under the Prime Pro Painters or the H Barrera?
H Barrera, yeah.
Okay.
Everything is still under H Barrera. The only thing I have done it so far is I create a new website with Prime Pro Painters, but I haven't called the state yet. I need to call the state and let them know that I'm changing names. And that's all what I need to do, really.
Yeah,
and
it's no big deal.
And then call the insurance company and say, hey, I have a new name. This is my new name. You change it.
You know,
and then she'll be okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's no big deal. So with this, we can do Prime Pro Painters. And I'm telling you, when you do the application does not require that you put, there's a spot. It'll say a business license number, but it's not required for your industry and your area. So you would just put NA. And it asks the same for the insurance. It's not required in your area. So again, you would just put NA for not applicable, and you would do just, it would, you just fill out the rest of the questions and you're
that,
fine.
That is the first one, because I told in California, it is required to have a license to do that kind of job.
I understand, but I'm telling you, I've gone through what Google says is the requirements for Google Guarantee for your vertical for painting and in handyman, and it is not a requirement in your area.
So having license and insurance, it give me any benefit through you guys? Like it putting me in
yes.
a different kind of category?
Yes. Well, it's not going to put you into a different category, but it's like having a gold star next to your name. Like, you know, some people have the BBB rating, right? And they, and
right.
other people think the public's like, oh, they're BBB rated. So it does help. And that's what I'm telling you is once your Google Guarantee, we can go ahead and get you Google Guarantee approved. And then once you get it changed over to the right name, we'll put it on there. It's no big deal. And that will give you like a more gold star. Yes. But it's not a requirement in order to get you approved for Google Guarantee.
Got it. Okay. So let's see the timeline. If I say now, yes, go ahead. Let's do the application. I fill out the application that would take between 2 to 4 weeks, you say, to get the
So the first thing is if you fill out the application today, I schedule your client interview for tomorrow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ivan's going to hop on the phone with you. He's going to verify the information, and then he's going to go ahead and begin processing the application, okay? At that mm-hmm. point, from there, what happens is we process it through Pinkerton or Evident ID, whichever one Google chooses. They don't tell us which one. It's a random draw. Once that happens, we'll call you back to upload the driver's license photograph. We'll send you a private link, upload that, and then we wait for Google to process. Now, what the terms and conditions state is it's a maximum of 4 to 8 weeks. Again, I see it happen faster all the time. It really depends mm-hmm. on how quickly you get the application. So if the application is completed by tomorrow and we can process, you could be up and running faster. But I have to tell you what the terms and conditions state. So basically, it's like this is the timeline of how long it could take. But if you do it quickly, it will happen faster for you.
So when you say happen faster, you mean 1 week, a few days, or what do you mean?
Hopefully, I can't promise, but I'm telling you, I see it happen like 4 days, 5 days, 8 days, 10 days. I see it happen fast all the time. Okay?
This all depends, right?
It all depends, right. I don't have a way to expedite it except to encourage you to get me the application as fast as possible so we can process it as fast as possible.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. You ready?
I'm almost ready. I would definitely have to set up an appointment with you tomorrow to get it done. I need to talk to somebody else. This is my counselor.
Uh-huh.
And then I get back to you about that. Okay?
About the application?
About the application. Most likely I would do it. I like everything I hear. I like a lot of facts that you disclose, and I love it.
I think it's
going to have good results mm-hmm. because
yes.
I am the top of those leads. I'm doing
yes.
the top of those leads. As long as the real leads, I'm top of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to have good results and it's going to worth it. But I need to talk to my counselor about this. Not my psychologist, it's just my business counselor. So,
I completely understand.
Then I get back to you tomorrow.
Because the thing is these leads, they show a 33% conversion, meaning that people that get these leads and get in front of those clients close at a 33% stronger rate than any other pay-per-lead service. That's why Google created this.
That's amazing. That's really good.
Yeah. It is really good. That's why I'm telling you, like, you are primed and ready to go for this. Like, if you choose to move forward on this, I think that you're going to love it because it is the best qualified leads that I've seen. I seriously would sell this product to my grandmother.
That's a good comparison. I like that.
I'm dead serious. Yeah. I love it. It's so good. I've been doing this one for 2 years with this service, and I have not had not one single person cancel on profit.
Right. Sounds pretty good to me. I definitely going to do it. Just let me do it tomorrow.
Sure.
And then if any way you can call me back, like at the end of the day tomorrow, possible?
Sure. Yep, I sent you out an email that's labeled Google Guaranteed from A. Nelson at localsplash.com, and it has all the details. That way, when you go to speak with your counselor, you have all the information in front of you, and it has the cost per lead in there. It has the breakdown of everything for you, okay?
Sounds good to me. In the meantime, I'm also going to call the state and let them know they changed the name, so I'll be feel more comfortable when everything is done, too.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so what time should I call you tomorrow?
For the end of the day, about 4 o'clock. Sounds good.
4 o'clock is good? Okay, you got it. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, bye.